Tulsi Gabbard blasts disqualified DOJ's Trump indictment. Biden willing to destroy opponent to protect Demonite. By Joshua Klein on August 8, 2023. Former Representative Tulsi Gabbard, I. blasted the politicized and disqualified Justice Department's fresh indictment of former President Donald Trump. Along with its willingness to destroy the Democrats' main political opponent and protect the Democrat elite. Former Congresswoman and presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard described on Friday the recent indictment as yet another example of how far President Joe Biden's politicized Department of Justice is willing to go to try to destroy his main political opponent as a presidential election is going on. She also deemed it the Biden administration's latest tyrannical tactic to distract and drain resources from the president's main political adversary. What should actually be most concerning regarding the indictment, according to Gabbard, is the foundational purpose of what the current administration is doing. She argued. As we can see, all of these indictments, count after count after count, being thrown at former President Donald Trump is clearly an effort to divert his focus away from the campaign and towards fighting on multiple fronts in these lawsuits and to completely drain him and his campaign of resources so that they can't focus on actually campaigning and trying to win this election. Whereas the founding fathers of the U.S. envisioned that our country would be a country of laws, not of men, Gabbard warned that things are changing under the Biden administration. What we're seeing here, most concerning as it relates to the First Amendment, but you take all of these different attacks and indictments in whole. What we are seeing is a politicized Department of Justice that has disqualified itself from being able to fulfill the awesome responsibility that they're entrusted with because they're using it, first of all, to go after their political opponents, namely Donald Trump and his supporters, and also using the Department of Justice to protect the Democrat elite, namely President Joe Biden, and, by extension, Hunter Biden. So we're seeing how this politicized Department of Justice is being used to achieve both of those purposes, both of which harm the American people's interests, the interests of our country, and our democracy, she explained. In July, Gabbard, who formally announced her departure from the Democrat Party in October, warned the recent indictment of Trump may be the final nail in the coffin of our democracy. She also criticized Trump's previous politicized indictment, calling it the latest example of the Democrat establishment putting their own personal and partisan political interest ahead of the interests of the American people in our country. It is a despicable, extremely dangerous turning point for our country, she added. Last month, she slammed her former political party, describing it as a group with ill intentions coalescing around a label while tearing the country apart. Last week, Republican officials expressed support for Trump in the face of what Representative Claudia Tenney, RNY, described as serial election interference. Trump was indicted on four counts, one on conspiracy to defraud the U.S., one on conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, one of obstruction and attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and one of conspiracy against rights. The announcement was made the day after Biden had been implicated in a long-running influence-peddling scheme by his son Hunter's former business partner, Devin Archer, in testimony before the House Oversight Committee. The former president has now been indicted three times. In Manhattan in April on state charges relating to payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels. In Miami in June on federal charges relating to White House documents. And in Washington, D.C., in August on charges relating to January 6, 2021. Related, exclusive, Trump on Jack Smith's superseding indictment, this is harassment. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.